red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Those are the seven colors within the spectrum known as Roy G. Biv. Now the violet, or violet, is the seventh chakra, known as the crown chakra. This is where you'll be focusing your energy on for the violet flame. Again, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet are the seven chakra healing points within color spectrum, also known as Roy G. Biv. The first chakra, which is red, the second chakra, which is orange, the third chakra, which is yellow, the fourth chakra, which is green, the fifth chakra, which is blue, the sixth chakra, which is indigo, and the seventh, which is violet. So as you raise up the ladder, up from red all the way to violet, it's a concentration of your energy. So when you get to the point where you want to point that flame, it's a concentrated energy to work up to the higher self. And then it's an inner thing and outwardly. So you project it inwardly, or it's projected from within and then directed outwardly.
Invoking violet flame with the science of the spoken word. Since we qualify the energy that universe gives us with every heartbeat, most likely some of it is not qualified in the best way. For example, anytime we lose our temper, get annoyed, or spend our time judging others, we are negatively qualifying that energy. Well, there is a spiritual science to transmuting that energy. Spiritual seekers are familiar with meditation, visualization, and affirmation. We can see the beautiful violet flame and visualize its light over us, our families, our world. We can enter into deep meditation upon it and let its presence enter our surroundings. Even more powerfully, we can affirm the energy of the violet flame into our lives by means of the science of the spoken word. The name of God, I am that I am, as taught to Moses, is the key to manifestation. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. Earth is a planet of violet fire. Earth is the freedom that God desires. Using the name of God in such a way creates an interactive relationship with spirit. You become a co-creator through the power of decrees. We are called to be co-creators with God. Earth is a schoolroom where we learn to take responsibility for our energy. Now you can access the art and science of decrees to help you. The science of the spoken word, of using decrees, allows the soul to follow the biblical teaching concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. Like prayers, decrees are spoken petitions to God, but they are a command for the will of God to be manifest. When you use the violet flame decrees, you are commanding the flow of energy from spirit to matter. You are no longer just a petitioner, but are entering into a partnership and an interactive relationship with God. Join the wave of light. Join the upcoming wave of spiritual light as the violet flame sweeps across the planet. Feel the joy of freedom as the old dense energies are swept clear. The consciousness of the people of Earth is being reborn, and the spiritual fires of freedom are blessing each one, each family, each nation, and the world. We welcome you to try the decrees and meditations on the Violet Flame resources page. And you can find that on Violet Flame Decrees. D-E-C-R-E-E-S. So every Violet Flame Decree is a precise alchemy formula. We first address the divinity within and without. Each call specifies the focus of the Violet Flame Decree and activates your chakras for maximum effect. So here's a simple Violet Flame call given by L. Mora in The Chila and the Path. In the name of the Christ Self, and in the name of the living God, I call forth the energies of the sacred fire from the altar within my heart. In the name of the I Am that I am, I invoke the violet flame to blaze forth from the center of the threefold flame, from the white fire core of my own I Am presence, multiplied by the momentum of the blessed ascended master, Saint Germain. I call forth that light to penetrate my soul and to activate my soul memory of freedom and the original blueprint of my soul's destiny. I call forth the violet transmuting flame to pass through my four lower bodies and through my soul consciousness to transmute the cause and core of all that is less than my Christ perfection, all that is not in keeping with the will of God for my life stream. So let it be done by the cloven tongues of the fire of the Holy Spirit in fulfillment of the action of that sacred fire as above, so below. And I accept it done this hour in the full power of the living God, who even now declares within my soul, I am who I am. The body of a violet flame decree. This is the prayer repeated aloud that delivers the decree's power. A simple violet flame decree is, I am the violet flame, in action in me now. I am the violet flame, to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame, in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God, shining every hour. I am the violet flame, blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power, freeing everyone. And then there's the close or sealing. This seals the energies generated by the decree, and your acceptance of the blessing promotes the manifestation of the desired outcome, always adjusted to the will of God. And in full faith, I consciously accept this manifest. You want to say manifest 3 times. Right here and now, with full power, eternally sustained, all powerfully active, ever expanding, and world unfolding until all are wholly ascended in the light and free. Beloved, I am. Ashe. Thank you for joining this conversation. Peace.